It was raining, really raining. Think monsoon. We're standing on 45th Street in Manhattan, under the marquee of Man of La Mancha, waiting, waiting for Don Quixote to arrive. And then the news comes. Brian Stokes Mitchell, the quixotic Man of La Mancha, won't be arriving. His plane has been grounded on Martha's Vineyard. Linda Angelic came all the way from Providence, Rhode Island, in this thunderstorm to see him. It would have been the third time she'd seen Brian Stokes Mitchell play Don Quixote in 8 months.
No, this is unacceptable. I had this nightmare about this last night. Well, I have to go home. He really is in here? All right, I have to get my money back. Brian, I love you.
To dream.
Brian Stokes Mitchell, heartthrob, Tony winner for Kiss Me Kate, hottest thing on Broadway, is the reason a lot of these people have come tonight. He's ruggedly handsome and has a deep baritone voice that soars with the idealism of the original story. Man of La Mancha first appeared on Broadway in this very theater in the 1960s. It had one of the longest runs of any show in Broadway history. Brian Stokes Mitchell thought it was time that the unconquerable knight returned to the shores of New York. When we caught up with him a few days later, he said he's always had a special place in his heart for Don Quixote's idealism.
I first did this show when I was about 17 years old at a place called the Belleville Dinner Theater in San Diego, California, when dinner theaters were still around. And I played one of the muleteers back then, and I remember I loved the show back then, and it was an album that we had in our house. It's just about, it seems like, every American household had a Man of La Mancha.
We had it.
Yeah, I think everybody had that album. West Side Story, Man of La Mancha, yeah. And maybe My Fair Lady were the three albums everybody seemed to have about in their house. And I remember watching the person who played Don Quixote, and I thought, wow, someday I would love to play that role.
This is my quest, to follow that star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the rights.
Now, you mentioned that so many American households had a copy of the album of this play in the 1960s, and I know we did, and we also had a little wooden statue, I remember very well, a carving of Don Quixote. What is it you think about Don Quixote that has made this play survive? The book was written by Miguel de Cervantes, what, nearly 500 years ago?
Yes.
It's been performed all over the world.
Yes. It's been, I have a cast album from France. I have an album of it in Spanish. And it's funny, everybody thinks that the show was written for them and their culture and their country. These archetypal characters, Don Quixote is the impossible dreamer, the philosopher. And then you have the kind of doubting Thomas and Sancho Panza. And then you have Dulcinea, the whore with the heart of gold, which appears in so many stories.
And you have, of course, the Inquisition opposing and threatening Cervantes, and you have the man of science who wants to crush the magical delusions out
yes,
of Don Quixote.
Absolutely. What I love about A Man of La Mancha, it works on so many levels, and the older we get, the more we appreciate it. It's also about the struggle in our own hearts for our own impossible dream. We've all fought windmills. We all have our impossible dreams. There's a huge emotional reaction to that song every single night when I do it. It's not uncommon to get a standing ovation in it. I don't think that's so much for the performance as it is for people being awakened to the impossible dreamer that they once were, or reawakened.
Better for this, that one man, scorned and covered with scars, still strove with his last ounce of courage to reach the unreachable stars.
It's interesting, Brian, that should I call you Stokes or Brian? Or
call me Stokes. My friends call me Stokes, and we are now friends, Jackie.
Great. Thank you. It's interesting, Stokes, that people who watch this have that day watched the news, likely of something terrible. They have lived through 9/11. They have seen pictures of the Iraq War. In New York City this week, there was a shooting at City Hall. You come into the theater at night, and here is this role which would be easy to patronize, easy yes. to have it be sappy. And you see all sorts of people cheering about redemption and about someone being a cockeyed dreamer.
Yes, absolutely. When I first wanted to do this show, it was before 9/11 even happened. And the reason I wanted to do this show is because I was looking at the world and thinking, wow, there's a lot of fear and hatred and paranoia and xenophobia going around our worlds. And then singing the song The Impossible Dream, it seems like every time I look at the news, it resonates with something else. It resonated with 9/11, to run where the brave dare not go. When the space shuttle disintegrated on reentry, to reach the unreachable stars. Every time something happens in the world, it seems like it resonates with this show and this song even more.
Of course, there aren't too many roles, I think, leads for men on Broadway in which you get to sing and wear armor and carry a spear. I mean, there's the Henry plays, but there's no music in most of those.
That's right.
How do you prepare each day before you go on stage, knowing that people are going to have such big expectations of this role? This is one where, you know, I mean, apart from Jesus Christ in Superstar, who could be more noble? I mean, is there,
right.
do you go around New York in the afternoon thinking, I must do noble deeds? Let me hold that door for you.
Well, no, I think, you know, I try to do those kinds of things anyway, but I tried to do that before I was even playing Don Quixote. I think that's just a part of the way that I was raised and maybe one of the reasons that I like the character so much. But one of the things that Don Quixote continually espouses is virtue and the importance of virtue. And it's become this kind of archaic word that we don't use anymore. Virtue, what's that? That's, you know, old-fashioned.
Giving someone a taxi in a rainstorm.
There, exactly. Absolutely. Holding open a door for a lady, helping a lady with a baby carriage down the subway steps. Those are all virtuous deeds to do, and they come in great and small sizes and everything in between. And they happen all the time in New York, in all the cities of the United States, in all the cities of the world. I think people basically are good, and people basically want to help other people out. And that's one of the things I think that people get reconnected to again in the show when they come and see it is virtue and what virtue is and not being ashamed of being virtuous.
I have dreamed thee too long, never seen thee or touched thee, but known thee with all of my heart. Half a
I wanted to ask you about the fact that you were delayed the night we came to see it. There was an act to talk about acts of God, just a
yes.
monsoon of a storm. We spoke to a couple of women in line, one of whom said that her friend had driven in from Providence, Rhode Island, just to see Brian Stokes Mitchell.
Oh.
And when she found out that you weren't there, oh, heartbreak.
Yeah, well, that's the thing that's hard for me. I know there are people that come from a long ways away just to see me perform. And when I'm not there, I know that's an incredibly disappointing thing. But there are just some things in life, like, well, most things in life we don't have that much control over. We like to think that we do. But if she's listening to the show, Linda, I am sorry you missed me. Come back again for another time, and I hope I'll be there.
Well, we absolutely loved it. Brian Stokes Mitchell, it's been a great pleasure talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jackie. It's been great talking to you, too.
Dulcinea,
You're listening to Brian Stokes Mitchell and the cast of Man of La Mancha, singing Dulcinea at the Al Hirschfeld Theater in New York. The show continues through mid-September. For more information and pictures, go to our website at npr.org.
And thy name is like a prayer an angel whispers. Dulcinea.
Dulcinea. Dulcinea. Dulcinea. I have sought thee, sung thee, dreamed thee.